今朝早我哋读经嘅经文系嚟自以赛亚书四十二章一至九节。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 to 9.
我哋首先用广东话一齐读，之后用英文一齐读。
We'll be reading this together first in Cantonese and then in English.
以赛亚书，看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持。所拣选心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇，他不折断；将残的灯火，他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，赐气息给地上的众人，又赐灵性给行在其中其上之人的耶和华，他如此说。我耶和华凭公义照你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你作众民的中保，作外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，被囚出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神。也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。看啊，先前的事我已经成就，现在我将新事说明，这事未发以先，我就说给你们听。
Isaiah 42, let us read together. Look at my servant, whom I strengthened.He is my chosen one, who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. He will bring justice to all who have been wronged. He will not falter or lose heart until justice prevails throughout the earth.Even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for his instruction. God, the Lord, created the heavens and stretched them out. He created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. And it is he who says, I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness.I will take you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you to my people, Israel, as a symbol of my covenant with them. And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else.Nor share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true. And now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今朝早，程牧师带嚟嘅信息系神的仆人。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is the Lord's servant.
Good morning.
各位早晨。
You know, it is an understatement to say that life can be very hard.
我讲话生命系好困难，其实已经系讲轻咗啦。
People can be cruel.
人可以好残忍。
And there are many times when we're alone, trying to figure out life and solving the problems that difficulties in life bring us.
很多时你都是一个人去想下究竟怎样解决生命上面的难题。
But the comfort for the Christian is that you're never really completely alone.
但是对于基督徒有一个安慰就是我们不会是真的一个人。
Your Heavenly Father is constantly with you in tenderness and restorative love.
你的天父是经常和你一起是带着他的爱和怜悯。
Now I have on slide 3 before you a statement. When your hope is fading and your faith is weak, God is not impatient and he doesn't grow frustrated.
当你的盼望去幻灭和你的信心是软弱的时候呢，神不会觉得无奈性或者觉得沮丧。
And as you can see, his beautiful mercy breathes life into your heart and vitality into your soul.
神的怜悯将你的生命去吹入你的心里面，同埋将这个活力是加入你的灵里面。
See, the Bible comforts us in telling us what God is like. He's slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
圣经告诉你听，神是慢慢的动怒，并且是有丰盛的怜悯。
And God is truly the source of all true compassion.
他是真正所有真正怜爱的根源。
You see, he's the, as we saw last time, when we looked at Hebrews, he's the tender high priest who touches our feelings of weaknesses.
就好像我们上次看到他是那位温柔的大祭司，他触摸我们那个软弱。
And he offers us just the mercy we need in our time of need.
就在我们正需要的时候呢，他将他的怜悯加给我们。
You know, he's kind of like the friend who always sticks by you. He's an ever faithful one.
他好像那个成日都在我们身边的朋友，他是那位忠心的朋友。
And that's really part of the theme that we see here in Isaiah 42:1 through 9.
这个就正正好像在我们刚刚读过以赛亚书42章1至9节那个主题。
On the one hand, the Lord's servant is meek and lowly.
一方面，这个神的仆人是谦卑的。
On the other hand, he has strength like a king.
另一方面，他又好像有一个君王这样的能力。
And so the Lord's servant is the theme or topic in Isaiah 42.
所以主的仆人就是我们刚才读的经文那个主题。
And this theme or topic appears also in Isaiah 49, Isaiah 50, and Isaiah 52 and 53.
同样这个主题也都出现在以赛亚书的49章、50章、52章至53章。
If you're familiar with Isaiah, you'll know that these four passages that I just mentioned are called the servant songs.
咁呢，刚才讲过嘅呢四段经文就被俗称为一个仆人之歌嘅经文。
And as you'll see on slide 4, a servant of the Lord has a special relationship with God and fulfills God's purposes.
神嘅仆人系同神有一个特别嘅关系，同埋去完成佢嘅旨意。
Now there's some debate among scholars as we seek to understand who this servant of the Lord is.
咁有啲嘅学者咧就去讨论去争辩，究竟呢个仆人系边一个咧？
Some scholars think it's referring to Cyrus, the Persian emperor.
咁有啲人就话呢个仆人就系塞鲁士呢个波斯嘅王。
Other scholars identify him as the prophet Isaiah.
咁又有啲人话佢系呢个先知以赛亚。
And still others would point to other verses in Isaiah, which would say it's the community of Israel.
咁另外又有啲人话，其实佢哋统就系呢个仆人就系以色列呢个族群。
I think what's most helpful is the New Testament, and the New Testament uses this servant of the Lord's motif to speak of Jesus.
但我觉得最有用嘅就系喺新约圣经里边，好多地方讲到仆人就系指向耶稣基督。
As you see on the screen, if you have time this afternoon, if you look up Matthew 12, for example, 17:21, it applies Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 4 to Jesus.
就好似马太福音嘅十二章十七至到二十一节，就系应用喺以赛亚书嘅四十二章一至到四节。
Now Israel, the community of God, was upheld and chosen by the Lord, and was God's delight.
以色列呢一班人系神嘅选民，被神所拣选同埋神所喜悦嘅。
But if you read carefully the first four verses of Isaiah 42, I think you can conclude that the servant is the Messiah.
但你睇翻以赛亚书四十二章一至到四节，你可以讲，你可以总结就系话呢个仆人其实就系讲到尼赛亚。
For example, in the latter half of verse 1, you can see that the Spirit of God was on him.
譬如系第一节嘅下半部，佢话耶和华嘅灵喺佢嘅身上。
And as you also see in verse 1, the latter part, he will bring justice.To the nations.
同埋佢话佢会将公理传给外邦。
You'll see in verses 2 and 3 that he will be gentle and he would again not break that weak reed.
同埋第二到第三节讲到佢系好温柔，佢唔会将呢个芦苇折断。
The analogy there, of course, is a reed.Or a plant branch that is partially broken off already. It's saying in that analogy that God would not break that off.
咁经文所讲嘅呢个压伤嘅芦苇就系佢差唔多断噶啦。咁但系神话佢系唔会将佢整断。
But Messiah will not do that. He is the faithful one who will restore us, renew us.
尼赛亚佢唔会将佢整断，并且佢系信实嘅，佢会将呢个芦苇去重整。
And as you see before you in verse 3, he will be faithful, again referring to Messiah, and not be discouraged. Verse
4. 佢系信实嘅，并且系唔会灰心。
See, this first servant song is good news. Good news for all of us.
呢个仆人之歌就系对我哋每一个人都系一个好嘅消息。
And of course, it was good news first to Israel.
当然首先就是对以色列是一个好消息先。
Because as prophesied, God's healing and God's saving work would begin with them.
因为就是预言到神的医治和拯救的工作是由犹太人那里开始先。
But if you're familiar with the Bible and the Old Testament particularly, you'll know that that doesn't stop with them. It overflows to an entire world.
但呢度并唔系止于呢个以色列，而系并且呢个救恩系去到成个世界。
And so as you'll see on slide 5, what does this healing, saving work of God look like?
咁究竟呢个神呢个医治救赎嘅工作系点样嘅呢
？Well, as you can see on the screen, one sign that indicates we have this saving work of God in us is a Christ-like.Spirit within those who truly believe.
其中一个象征俾我哋睇到嘅神嘅救赎工作喺我哋身上，就系话好似基督一样嘅灵喺真正相信佢嘅人、信靠佢嘅人嘅身上。
And that's important to know because it's just one indicator of true spirituality.
呢个就系真正嘅灵命嘅其中一个特点。
Let me tell you about a person. Her name is Mary. She's a first grade teacher in Minnesota.
咁让我讲介绍一个人俾你听，佢个名叫 Mary。佢喺明尼苏达州系一个一年班嘅教师。
And as an author, Gerald McDermott writes in his book Seeing God, he gives examples of people like Mary.Who display Christian meekness in everyday life.
咁呢个基督徒嘅作者就系将呢个玛利呢个人去描述出嚟，就系讲到一个信主嘅人系点样谦卑。
Again, this is a true testimony. It's a real person. Mary has plenty to complain about.
咁呢个系真正嘅见证。啊，玛丽佢有好多嘢系可以去投诉嘅。
She has a tough schedule and is an elementary school teacher.
咁佢有一个好繁忙嘅时间表，佢系一个小学嘅学生诶老师。
If you know any elementary school teachers, you know that they get less money than most of us.
咁如果你知道咧，做小学老师佢薪水唔多，其实比好多人都系少。
Yet Mary fills her life and classroom with a quiet, cheerful enthusiasm.
但系玛丽佢让佢嘅课室就系充满咗生命力同埋好有活力。
You see, Mary knows the Christ. She knows how to forgive others.
玛丽佢知道佢认识耶稣基督，佢知道点样去饶恕别人。
Like the disruptive students in her class or the parents who leave undone promises of volunteer work that they just don't do.
例如佢班上成日捣乱嘅学生，又或者嗰啲应承咗要帮手做一啲嘢嘅家长，佢哋又唔做。
She shows God's love in her being, in her everyday living.
佢喺每日嘅生活上面，佢嘅生命都表现咗神嘅爱。
And it shows as she lives out life. You know, she cares. She cares about the students and her colleagues at work.
佢都俾人睇到佢关心嘅学生同埋佢嘅同事。
You see, she spends hours, even after school, planning special lessons to help slow learners, who many other teachers view as difficult students.
甚至乎佢放学之后咧，亦都花好多时间去帮助嗰啲学习进度比较慢嗰啲其他老师认为好麻烦嘅学生。
She works hard at her craft. She thinks of creative ways to stimulate learning amongst her students.
佢用好多嘅时间去谂呢个方法，点样帮助佢哋学生去学习同埋刺激佢哋。
And her students appreciate her because of her tender, loving care.
所以佢嘅学生咧都好中意佢，同埋好感谢佢，因为佢对佢哋有好温柔嘅爱。
But it's not only in the classroom that you see Mary's Christ-like spirit.
但系玛丽俾人睇到基督嘅灵喺佢身上，唔单止系喺佢嘅课堂上边。
She gets involved in ministry in her church.
佢都喺佢教会嘅事工上面有参与。
She even traveled to Tibet on a short-term mission trip to share the gospel with unbelievers there.
佢甚至乎去世界各地嘅地方去同人分享嘅福音。
It's safe to say, as if you knew Mary, that Mary is an effective witness for Christ.
玛丽系一个就系为耶稣基督系做好嘅见证。
And it's because of her Christ-like spirit of meekness, lowliness, humility that fills her with God's love.
就系因为耶稣基督嗰个谦卑咧，就系充满住喺玛丽嘅身上边，就俾人睇到神嘅爱喺佢身上边。
Now, not every Christian will have a dynamic impact like Mary does in Minnesota.
咁唔系每一个基督徒都好似玛丽喺呢个明尼苏达州里面有一个咁大嘅影响力。
But as the Apostle Paul spells out in 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul tells us that all true Christians are being transformed gradually into Christ's image.
但好似正如保罗喺哥林多后书3:18所讲，每一个基督徒都慢慢嘅去转变成为基督嘅样式。
Paul wrote elsewhere to the Roman Christians in Romans 8:29 that Christians are predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
保罗亦都对罗马基督徒讲话，基督徒咧系被拣选，慢慢转变成为耶稣基督神嘅儿子嘅形象。
See, if you're a true believer, you're joined with the Spirit of Christ.
如果你是真正的基督徒的时候，你就同耶稣基督的灵呢是联合。
And so the New Testament, God's Word, which is new and old, but in the New Testament in particular, it tells us every true believer will display in some way Christ-like spirit.
所以新的圣经告诉我们，我们基督徒 在某方面都是表现了耶稣基督的灵在我们身上。
I have on slide 6 a couple of other verses that you could look at. God has sent the spirit of his son into our very hearts. Galatians 4:6.
去加拉太书四章六节，佢话你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心。
And the second part of Romans 8:9 says, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
有罗马书第八章九节，佢话人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Jesus himself said he is meek, and we should imitate his meekness.
耶稣基督说他是谦卑的，我们应该要效法他的谦卑。
I have on slide 7, Matthew 11:29 in a paraphrase. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, says Jesus, for I am meek and humble in heart.
在马太福音的11章29节，耶稣说，我的心里面柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Now don't misunderstand Jesus' words here. He doesn't mean that he lets people walk all over him.
但耶稣基督并不是说让人呢是去冒犯他，或者是做什么。
He doesn't mean that we're just nice people, but have no convictions.
并不是代表我们只是做一些好好的人，并且是没有任何的信念。
I think the best way to understand what Jesus meant here is to realize Jesus often taught his disciples to what? Imitate the certain attitudes of children.
我想最能够明白耶稣所讲的意思，就是去想翻起耶稣基督教导他的门徒要学好似小朋友嘅态度咁样。
So what was Jesus getting to when he said that? What is it about children that Jesus is telling us to imitate?
咁耶稣叫我哋效法儿童，咁系咩意思呢？
Well, for the most part, young children are meek because they're willing to admit in public that they did wrong.
咁一方面，细路仔系谦卑嘅，因为佢哋愿意喺公众面前承认佢哋做错咗嘢。
You see, we adults don't do that. We are hesitant. We fear such an admission of wrong publicly could hurt us.
咁但系我哋大人咧就会好犹豫，我哋唔想喺众人面前去承认我哋嘅错，因为我哋以为咁样做咧就会伤害到我哋自己。
But children, as you very well know, they blurt out everything.
但系你知道细路仔咧，佢哋唔介意，佢哋乜嘢都可以讲晒出嚟。
Right, even their resentments, they'll tell you.
纵使佢哋唔开心，佢哋愤怒嘅时候咧，佢哋会讲你听。
Because they're willing to admit their faults.
因为佢哋愿意承认佢哋嘅错。
Now, not only do children admit more readily their faults in public, they are, for the most part, not in every case, but for the most part, they're teachable.
唔单止细路仔愿意喺众人面前认错，并且好多时佢哋都系受教嘅。
More often than not, children, young children, are willing to listen in silence before others.
好多时细路仔咧都愿意安静去听其他人讲嘢。
You know what we adults do? We're so concerned about other things that we have to do that we're fidgety, we don't listen.
咁但我哋大人咧，好多时去担心到我哋好多其他嘢要做，而我哋咧就会烦躁不安，我哋唔愿意去聆听。
Right? If you analyze that, if you think about that, it's true, right? We're impatient. We adults are impatient, especially when we think we already know. We already know about that subject.
特别是当我们以为我们知道那样很清楚那件事那样东西的时候，我们更加不会有这个耐性。
We fail to realize that God may be saying something to us through someone like a brother or sister of the faith.
我们就可能不意识到神可能藉着一位的弟兄姊妹去向我们讲说话。
We fail to realize often that every other person has some sort of insight or some sort of gift that we don't have in abundance.
我哋又睇唔到其他人可能有啲嘢，有啲恩赐系我哋冇嘅。
And so therefore we can learn something from others if we only would be willing to listen.
所以如果我哋只要愿意去聆听嘅时候呢，我哋其实系可以学到一啲嘢。
You know, young children, you know, if they have a soft heart, which again, many of them do, they realize that they deserve discipline after they've done wrong. And so they're quiet.
如果小朋友有一个温柔嘅心嘅时候呢，佢好多时都会系好谦卑嘅去愿意去接受处分，当佢哋做错嘢嘅时候。
And meekness involves a willingness to suffer, although most suffering is not discipline for wrongdoing.
所以谦卑呢系需要愿意去承受呢个苦难，但纵使好有啲时候呢，苦难唔系因为我哋做错嘢。
As you'll see on slide 8, people with a Christ-like spirit, which again all Christians have, share in their Lord's suffering, rejection, and hardships.
所有基督徒他们有耶稣基督的灵在他身上上面的时候呢，都跟基督一起去分担那个苦难，被藐视和困难。
They realize that in the long run, suffering, though they don't want to suffer, and we shouldn't want to suffer, suffering brings Christ-likeness. It brings a peace and joy that we're missing.
因为他们知道在长远来讲，苦难是能够带给他们更加像，使到他们更加像耶稣基督，同埋得到耶稣基督的平安同埋喜乐。
Pride, which we all have, complacency, which we fall into, can be burned away in a furnace of real repentance and faith.
骄傲同埋自满能够在真正的悔改同埋信心里面呢，是彻底被消尽。
And to use another analogy, the rain of God's love brings refreshment into the desert times of our difficulties in life.
如果我们在生命上面的困难就好像沙漠的时候呢，神的爱呢就好像雨水这样能够使我们苏醒。
Now you might be thinking to yourself and saying, okay, Wilson, you know, I see that Jesus is meek and lowly and we're called to put on meekness and lowliness, but aren't Christians also to confront evil boldly, like Jesus did in the temple?
咁你可能话，牧师，我知道耶稣基督徒系要谦卑嘅，但系唔通我哋唔应该好似耶稣咁样去圣殿里边赶走啲卖钱嘅人啊，换钱嘅人，咁样去对付邪恶嘅人咩
？Right? Didn't Jesus overthrow the tables of the money changers there? That displayed righteous anger.
耶稣基督喺嗰个圣殿里边去推倒换钱的人的桌子的时候，这个是被人看到耶稣基督的义怒。
Certainly there is a place for righteous anger. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:26 that he says, be angry, but do not sin.
保罗在以弗所书四章二十六节他说，生气却不要犯罪。
And as Christians, we ought to confront people who oppose the kingdom of God boldly.
咁基督徒咧系被呼召，要勇敢嘅去同嗰啲对抗神国度嘅人咧去对质。
But true Christian courage fights what the enemy that's within us。
但系真正基督徒嘅勇气咧，系要对抗佢哋心里边嗰个敌人。
True Christian courage doesn't attack others in self-righteous indignation。
真正的基督徒呢不会 去攻击，藉着那个愤慨去攻击其他人。
We don't attack others with an unholy emotion, those who oppose us.
我们不会用一个不圣洁的一个冲动的情感呢去对抗那些敌挡我们的人。
Christian boldness means courageously maintaining an attitude of trust in God.
基督徒的勇敢就是说，是要有勇气去维持自己的态度，是信靠神。
And you need that courage and boldness, as you well No, when all hell breaks loose around you.
你特别是需要这个勇气，就是当你周围的嘢都好似系错嘅时候。
Let me just show you a little bit of what that boldness looks like. Like, for example, you refuse to retaliate against those who have wronged you.
这个勇气就好似正如系对嗰啲得罪你嘅人特登去陷害你嘅人咧，你拒绝去报复。
That restraint to not seek revenge is Christian boldness.
嗰个就系基督徒嘅勇气。
See, Jesus didn't show his courage with angry speeches to those who opposed him.
耶稣并冇用一啲愤怒嘅言语咧去对抗嗰啲同佢敌挡嘅人。
He shows us great humility, meekness, and lowliness, right? He submits humbly even to those who tortured him, and he prays for those who persecuted him for their forgiveness.
耶稣基督系谦卑柔和。他甚至乎去将他自己顺服在那些去虐待他的人，他甚至乎去为那些钉死他的人去祈祷。
If you or others respond violently to those who oppose you, that shows more often a weakness rather than a strength.
如果你只是用武力、用愤怒去对抗、对付那些去对抗你的人呢？通常你只是被人看到你的软弱，并不是你的勇气。
Just think with me through the pages of history.
让我们看看人类的历史。
For example, in the 60s, how did Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and his followers show strength in the civil rights movement?
譬如在60年代，马丁·路德·金博士和他的追随者在公民运动的里面去被人看到他们的力量。
They braved police sticks. They braved police dogs and risked lynching and murder without fighting back against those who hated them.
他们呢不怕呢警察怎样用棍打他们怎样用狗呢去伤害他们，甚至乎是他们有被谋杀的危险，但他们并没有用武力去对抗他们。
Their courageous refusal to retaliate stirred the conscience of white America.
他们并没有去报复，这个勇气被美国的白人呢去 让他们去反思，被他们去看到。
True boldness often means humbly confessing one's own sin in the presence of one's enemies.
真正的勇气就是谦卑的在他的敌人面前去承认他的错。
Righteous anger is directed not against persons, but against things and practices.
义怒要对准的并不是一些人，而是对准那些事情或者那种的行为的模式。
Let me tell you about Carol. Again, another person, true person in McDermott's book,Seeing God. She was an owner of several abortion clinics.
让我给另一个例子，这个 McDermott 这个作者在他书里面去给我们看到 Carol 这个人呢，他拥有几个的帮人堕胎的地方。
And a preacher by the name of Jack Shaw met her.
那这个牧师呢， Jack Shaw 这个牧师呢是认识他。
But rather than accusing her of killing unborn babies, what Jack did initially was to tell Caro, the owner of the abortion clinics, that she needed genuine love.
咁呢个牧师咧，并冇一开头就指出佢话佢去杀害 BB 未出生嘅 BB 做堕胎，而反之咧，佢去俾 Caro 睇到佢需要嘅系真正嘅爱。
And he had a conversation with her, and he told her that we all search for love in all the wrong places.
咁呢个牧师咧就对佢讲话：，我哋每一个人都系寻求爱，但系我哋喺错误嘅地方去揾。
And he helped Carol, the owner of the abortion clinics, to realize that she was running abortion clinics for money that she would use to buy respect, attention, love from others in her community.
咁呢个牧师咧就俾 Carol 睇到佢去开呢啲嘅堕胎嘅诊所系为咗佢要得到金钱，以致佢能够喺佢嘅社区里边系得到人嘅注意，得到人哋嘅尊重同埋爱。
Carol wanted the acclaim of providing something that catered to her secular community.
呢个 Carol 佢想得到从佢嘅社区里边嘅别人嘅称赞，因为佢咧用呢啲钱咧系为呢个社区做咗啲嘢。
God touched Carol's heart, and Reverend Jack gave her the gospel, and she received God's love.
神咧就触摸咗 Carol 嘅心，呢个牧师咧就带领 Carol 咧去接受耶稣基督。
And so Reverend Jack said nothing to Carol initially about killing babies.
咁呢个牧师咧都开头都并冇去讲到提到话堕胎呢啲事情。
Until Carol started seeing life differently.
直至到 Carol 开始去睇到用唔同嘅角度去睇到生命。
You see, Reverend Jack mentioned about the abortions after Carol came to know the Christ.
呢个牧师咧去提到堕胎呢件事情系喺 Carol 接受耶稣基督之后。
And then she realized,as she saw women in the past coming to her abortion clinics, they weren't coming singing, "Oh, I'm pregnant, do my abortion."
然后 Carol 就睇到呢啲人去进入佢嘅堕胎嘅诊所，并唔系好开心嘅话啊，我怀咗孕啦，你唔该你帮我堕落咗佢啦。
You know what she never noticed? The sadness that the women came into those abortion clinics. You know what? They were struggling.With a guilty conscience.
Carol 从来没看到的就是当这些女人走到来要做堕胎手术的时候，她们跟她们的良知是挣扎。
As you'll see on slide 9, true Christian zeal treats its opponents not as enemies, but as fellow sinners needing God's grace, God's redemption, God's restoration.
真正的基督徒对佢哋敌挡佢嘅人咧，唔系好似敌人咁样，而反之对待佢哋系同佢哋自己一样，系罪人，系需要拯救同埋修复。
True Christian zeal and boldness is concerned first about its own sin, and secondarily about the sin of others.
基督徒真正嘅有勇气嘅基督徒，首先系留意到自己嘅罪，然后佢关心到别人嘅罪。
Because we have Christ living in us by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're willing to forgive as the Lord has forgiven us.
因为我们有基督的灵住在我们的身上，以致我们有这个能力去饶恕别人，好像神饶恕我们一样。
You see, to live by grace and to live by the way God calls us to live, you have to know where you live. You have to know, in a sense, your address.
要过一个神叫我们过的生活的时候，我们要首先要知道我们住在哪里，好像知道我们的地址一样。
You have to be aware of where you're residing.
你要知道你住在哪里。
You have to understand what it means to live where you live every day.
你要明白究竟要知道你每日住在哪里是什么意思。
You know, if you're a city dwellerAnd you live in crowded Manhattan, you know that parking is going to be a problem every day.
譬如是你住在城市里面，好像住在曼哈顿一样，你知道要泊车就很困难的。
Or if you live in the suburbs, you know that you got a yard, and it does require maintenance and sweat to maintain the yard.
如果你住在郊区的时候，你有一个很大的花园，你知道要维持这个花园做得很好是要很多时间。
If you live in a dense inner city part of the city, you need to be aware of the dangers of the streets at night.
如果你住在城市里面一些破落的地方或者穷的地方，你要留意到夜晚是会很危险。
If you live in an old house,You can be sure that you're going to need to know about carpentry, electricity, and plumbing skills.
如果你住在一个旧屋里面，你最好要知道怎样做木工、做电或者是 水渠嘅嘢。
The same is true in a spiritual sense.
同样喺属灵嘅事情上面都系一样。
It's essential that you understand the implications of living where you live.
所以好重要嘅，你要知道究竟你住喺边一度系咩意思。
Otherwise, you'll find yourself confused, unprepared, over and over and over again to face the challenges of life.
如果唔系咧，你就一次又一次嘅，当你面对生命嘅挑战嘅时候咧，你就会觉得好混乱吓，冇准备好。
You see, you and I live in a world, an address, if you will, between the already and the not yet.
你同我都系活喺呢个世界，呢、这个世界系乜嘢咧？就系、是、已经。来到但是又未来到的中间。
Yes, Jesus has made already the ultimate sacrifice. He went to the cross.
耶稣基督已经上十字架，是做了那个最大最终的牺牲。
God has placed his wisdom in his word. He's placed it into your hands.
神将他的智慧的话语放在你的手上面。
And the Holy Spirit, as the Bible tells us,has come to live inside the believer.
神的灵，正如圣经所讲，是已经活在信徒的心里面。
But the work of God in you and through you has not yet been completed.
但是神在你身上面的工作和藉着你生命的工作呢，还未完成。
See, that's what it means to know where you live, where you reside, right?
所以要知道你住在哪里就是这样的意思了。
This means that your sin and the sin around you has not been fully eradicated.
就是你的罪和你周围的罪呢还未完全的被根除。
You have to be aware of that.
你要特别的留意这一点。
You are not yet all that grace will transform you to be.
你还未完全的是被恩典去改造到你应该到那个地步。
You see, the last enemy of God, Satan himself, has not yet been placed under the powerful foot of the Messiah.
神那个最后那个敌人撒旦并未是完全的是伏在弥赛亚的脚下面。
And so there's a moral battle still raging in and around you.
所以在你里面和你周围这个道德的争战呢仍然是继续。
And this means that you need to understand that you live right now in a war zone.
所以你知道你现在就是活在一个战场的里面。
And you need to be very clear of that.
你要很清楚的明白。
That great spiritual war is fought in you for the turf of your heart, the core of your being.
这个属灵的争战的战场在哪里呢？就在你的心里面要争，那个要争，同你的生命那个中心去争斗。
Right now, the forces of good and evil fighting for the control of your soul.
这个正邪两个力就在这里去互相去争战，要为了你那个灵魂，要得到你的灵魂而争战。
And every day, we live out our lives in the midst of this very war.
而我们每一日的生命都活在这个战场的里面。
It's described in the scriptures as the war of doubt and faith.
在圣经里面形容这个战争就是怀疑和信心的战争。
It's a war of submission to the Lord or rebellion against the Lord.
这个也都是信服神和叛逆神的战争。
It's a war of anxiety versus trust.
这个也都是一个忧虑和信靠的战争。
It's a war of wisdom versus foolishness.
又是智慧和愚昧的战争。
It's a war of hope and despair.
是盼望和绝望的战争。
It's a war of allegiance or disloyalty.
就是这个忠心和叛逆的战争。
And perhaps the epicenter of that war is this question. Will the Lord do what he promised to do?
这个战争可能的中心点就是说要问这个问题，究竟神会不会做他应承了会做的事呢？
I think all of us struggle with that. We always ask, will the Lord provide? Will he get me out of this?
我们每一个人都会问这个问题，究竟神会不会供应我的需要呢？会不会将我带离开这个困境呢？
Can I step out in faith and courage, knowing that the Lord is with me and will provide what I need?
我们能不能够用信心去用信心和勇去踏出这一步，知道神呢会跟我一起和给我所需要的东
西？ Or do I have to continue to worry and,、
What?
and realize I don't have enough?
还是我们要继续去忧虑说我自己可能不够，我未得到我所需要的。
See, we all struggle with that. We struggle being afraid or...struggling to believe that God is truly trustworthy.
我们每一个人都在这个挣扎的里面，就是挣扎说我们怕神究竟是不是可靠的呢？
And as you very well know, because you don't have to be living a whole long time to realize this, when you're hit hard, when you face hard times, when your weaknesses are exposed, then you hear that whisper, where?Is your God.
就是说当你遇到一个最大的困难，当你是四面受敌的时候，你的弱点是被暴露的时候，你就听到这个敌人在你耳边好像讲话，你的神在哪里呢？现在
And when you hear that whisper from Satan and his host of demons, where is your God now? Are you ready to respond? He's where he's been and always will be with meIn his glory and grace.
当撒旦在你耳边讲话你的神在哪里的时候，你就准备好去回应说神经常一路都是同我一起，是有荣耀有恩典有能力。
Now you won't always feel his nearness.
你可能不会经常去觉得他是很近你。
But you can rest assured that he will never everabandon you.
但你可以肯定的话，神是不会弃绝你。
Because God's the one who says, behold, I am with you always.
因为神他说我会同你一起，经常同你一起。
You see, God never goes back on his word.
神不会去反口。
And so why would you be afraid when in Jesus Christ you have been completely accepted?Eternally forgiven and richly supplied.
所以当神说你是完全是被接受，你是得到赦免，同埋神会供应你所需要的时候，你为什么会害怕呢？
You know, I can summarize what I've been saying in three simple questions, which every one of us is haunted with, and we always ask ourselves of these.
我刚才所讲的其实可以用三个问题，我们经常会问自己的。
The first question is, why really be loved?
第一个问题就是说我会不会是被爱呢？
And the second question is this, will people tolerate me once they really get to know me?
第二就是说当人真正的认识我的时候，他们会不会忍受到我呢？
And the third question that haunts us is, will I have what I need to live?
第三个问题就是说我有没有究竟有没有我所需要去生活的所需呢？
You know, in some way, every one of us struggles with fears of rejection, judgment, and poverty.
我们每个人在某程度上面都在害怕被拒绝被人论断或者是害怕贫穷所方面去挣扎。
And in some way, every person who has ever lived is really on a hunt for love and scared to death that we won't find it.
每个人在某程度上面，我们都希望去找到爱，又怕找不到。
Why do we gravitate to a good love story?
我们为什么喜欢听一个好的爱情故事呢？
Why are those movies and those books that have a good love story plot blockbusters.
点解吓呢啲咁好收得气咧？通常都有一个好好嘅爱情嘅故事喺里边。
In some way, everyone fears judgment.
嗱，我哋每一个人同时又惊被人去判断论断。
We fear failure to measure up.
我哋害怕我哋做唔到人哋期望我哋做到嘅嘢。
And that's why mercy and forgiveness stories quickly get our attention and hit us so deeply.
所以嗰啲关于怜悯同埋饶恕嘅故事咧，好多时都得到我哋嘅注意力，并且咧喺我哋嘅心里边咧留下一个印记。
And also, in some way, everyone is afraid of poverty.
每一个人咧亦都害怕贫穷。
We're all afraid of not having the provisions we need to live.
我哋咧惊我哋得唔到我哋所需要嘅嘢。
We're afraid that success will escape our grasp and will end up as beggars on the street.
我哋好惊咧，刹那间我哋就会失去晒我哋成功拥有嘅嘢，就变得好似喺街上边嘅乞丐咁样。
But isn't it amazing that each of those fundamental human fears that we all share is addressed and it's solved in the gospel of Jesus Christ?
剛才刚才我哋提到每个人所面对嘅问题，其实喺基督里面已经系完全解决咗。
The gospel is the world's best love story.
呢个福音系世界上最好嘅爱情故事。
It's a story of the God of love who places his love on people who don't deserve that love.
呢个故事系关于神嘅爱系喺呢啲唔配得到爱嘅人嘅身上。
And God sends his very begotten son, his only begotten son of his love to make a sacrifice of love for us.
并且神将佢嘅儿子咧去俾我哋，系做一个爱嘅牺牲。
And he does that so we can become a community of love that takes his love to those around us who desperately need it.
以致我哋能够去成为一个爱嘅社群，去将呢个爱咧去带俾去其他嗰啲有需要爱嘅人。
The gospel is the solution because it also is the world's most amazing forgiveness story.
同样这个福音也是世界上一个最好的饶恕的故事。
Right, if you recall, it's the story of one who was living to die for crimes he didn't commit.
这个故事就是说有一位是活着死是为了那个他并没有犯的罪。
And Jesus does so that the people who committed those crimes would be fully and completely forgiven for every wrong they've done or would ever, ever do.
而基督俾我哋睇到呢啲犯咗罪嘅人为咗佢已犯或者未犯嘅罪嘅人，佢哋系得到赦免。
The gospel is truly the amazing story of a righteous God who made a way through the sacrifices of his son to forgive rebels against his authority.
这个故事是关于一个公义的神，他藉着耶稣基督他儿子的牺牲呢，去能够宽恕那些去同他敌挡的人。
And God does this without compromising his holiness in any way.
但神这样做呢，是并没有是使他的圣洁呢，是去迁就了。
And thirdly, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest of all provision stories.
同样这个故事，耶稣这个故事呢，就是一个最美的一个关于供应护理的故事。
It's a story of God who created, controls and owns everything, opening his vast storehouse of provision to impoverished rebels like us.
这个故事是一个神，他创造、控制、掌管一切，但是呢，他张开打开这个仓库去供应那些贫乏叛逆他的人。
It's the ultimate rags to riches story, right?
这个就是一个由穷人变成一个富有人的故事。
We deserve nothing. Yet, God gives everything to us in Him.
我们不配得任何的东西，但是神呢，将他所有的东西都给我们。
Right? No unnecessary gift will not be given.
某一个不需要的礼物是不会给我们。
Right? It's that image of streams of living water providing for God's people.
就好似一个活水是流俾流向属于神嘅人。
You see, if you're God's child, you don't have to be haunted by these deep questions of life.
如果你是神的儿女的时候，你不需要被这些问题去困扰。
You have the answers in the person and work of your Savior, Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的身上，在他工作的身上，你已经有那个答案。
It's because of him that you're loved. It's because of him you're forgiven.
因为他你是被爱，因为他你被饶恕。
And it's because of him, you have everything that you need.
同埋因为他你已经得到你一切所需要的。
You know, I know there's a lot here in Isaiah 42, and we'll be looking at it again next time. But let me say this in conclusion.
在以赛亚书42章，我们将来会继续讲到，但今天我们可以是一个总结。
We know through history that sometimes an emperor can look at another king and call that king a servant.
或者在一些时候呢，一个王可以去对着另一个王去说他是这个奴仆。
But look at verse 2 again in Isaiah 42.
让我们看看42章的第二节。
You see,In verse 2, this is a real servant because it says, quote, in the NIV, he will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets.
第二节他说，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
You see that phrase, cry out, in particular, that verb means to drown out another voice.
扬声的意思就是什么呢？就是说去掩盖了其他的声音。
You know, it's like when there's a kind of a protest out there, two groups out in the street protesting, you know, they're raising their voice and they want to be heard, one voice shouting over another.
就好像两帮人在街上去抗议一样，一班人想大声都要掩盖另一班人的声。
You see, in verse 2, the phrase in the streets means this is public. This is in public.
是第二节他说在街上面，就是说在公众的地方。
And so what verse 2 is telling us is this servant of the Lord's methods are such that he does not seek to control public discourse. He doesn't shout over the other voices out there in public.
就即系咩意思呢？这个神嘅仆人咧，并冇喺公众嘅地方咧，去要使到其他嘅声音都掩盖咗，净系听到佢嘅声音，佢并冇咁样做。
You see, you expect that from a king, right? A king has power, so the king is going to say, "My voice is the last voice," right?
但系你会以为一个王咧就会咁样做，因为呢个王话，因为我系王，我有呢个权力，我嘅声音先至要系最大嘅。
And kings too.Maintain their power, they need to function like that, right?
记得一个王怎样去维持他的权力呢？他是需要这样做。
But this servant of the Lord, this man, gets the results of a king, which is justice for all, but doesn't use the methods of a king, which is power.
但是这个神的仆人，这个人是得到那个王的结果，就是那个审判。但是呢，他并没有用到那个王的方法，就是用那个能力。
Rather, what do you see? He displays meekness and lowliness.
反之，他被人看到他的谦卑、低微。
And often, you know, that's very confusing to us because we don't really understand. How can that be? He's a servant who's truly a king.
我们很多时候都不是很明白究竟这个仆人怎样是真的一个王呢？
Well, of course, we see the balance in Jesus, right?
但是在基督里面，我们看到当中的平衡。
The mysterious servant of the Lord suffers. He's tortured. He's spat upon.
这个上帝的仆人，他受苦，被虐待，被撇弃。
The servant of the Lord in Isaiah 42 is despised.Rejected executed on a cursed cross.
这个上帝的仆人以赛亚书说他被藐视被弃绝并且在这个被咒诅的十字架上面被处决。
He dies in utter shame, in a shame-filled culture. He dies a criminal's death, though he's purely innocent.
纵使他是无罪的，但是他死的时候就好像一个囚犯一样。
And as verse 2 spells out very clearly to us, he won't cry out to defend himself.
刚才第二节所说的就是说他并没有很大声要 去为自己去辩护。
Now, how can somebody bring justice to all if they're going to be despised, if they're going to be rejected themselves, if they're going to be executed? How can he bring about justice?
如果这个人会被藐视、被弃绝、被处决的时候，他怎样将这个公义带到来呢？
And that's why many who look at Isaiah 42 don't see that it's the Messiah that's being spoken there.
所以很多人去看以赛亚书42章的时候，看不到他当中所形容的是这个弥赛亚。
Many think it's just a symbolic, poetic personification of Israel, believing community of God.
很多人就只会看到这个只是一个象征着以色列人。
But they fail to read on in the context of Isaiah, because the servant of the Lord turns the believing community back to God.
但他们并没有去看到以赛亚书其中一个部分，这个上帝的仆人将以色列去转回，去归向神。
You see, this servant can't be the believing community itself.
这个仆人并不可能是只是这班以色列人这个相信的群体。
It has to be the Messiah. It has to be Jesus, who is the Lord's servant, come to rescue and restore his people and his world.
这个神的仆人一定是讲到这个弥赛亚耶稣基督，他来到这个世界上去拯救，去修复上帝的子民和这个世界。
Our Father, we thank you for the servant king.
天父，我们感谢你这个奴仆君王。
And we pray, Lord, that knowing him would comfort us during difficult times.
我们知道在困难的时期，我们去认识他，能够去安慰我们。
May we see that his meekness and lowliness, as we put that on, will help us battle the evils of this life.
因为我们知道我们带上他的谦卑和卑微的时候，我们就能够去对抗这个世界的邪恶。
That even though we don't want to suffer, we will accept suffering if it comes our way.
纵使我们不中意苦难，但是当苦难来到的时候，我们会接受。
And he will comfort us and get us through the difficulties.
他会安慰我们，帮助我们去经过困难。
We pray that you would help us to trust and follow him.
求主你帮助我们去信靠他，去跟随他。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。